the case for God and guardian angels. Some days just either go well or not so well, depending on your point of view. I had one of those days yesterday. As I was driving along, I came to a four-stop sign intersection and stopped at the stop sign. Another car, which was a SUV which was twice the size of my car, which had a stop sign, blew through it and I hit it. The entire front end of my car was destroyed. I still can't figure out why, since I was only going about 2 miles per hour as I was just starting out after my stop. The other car had only very minor damage. The airbags didn't deploy, I think because I was going so slow. Because of the accident, I didn't have time to post an article. Anyway, I believe it was a good day for me since I had no injuries, and either did the other driver. I felt as if someone was watching out for me. Some people would take this as a very bad day, especially if they had only one car. We have become so dependent on our cars that it has become hard to live without them. I think the main thing is to remember the most important thing is not objects but human life. The accident made me remember all the close calls I have had in my life, and there were a number of them. I am elderly, so subject to being injured more easily than when I was younger. Last year one was putting up an accordion shade. It was going up behind a couch in my living room and I used a steps tool. I put it between the couch and the window. As I was installing brackets, I had my one hand on the bracket when I fell backwards. This was not an ordinary fall, it was a spectacular one if I say so myself, because my back hit the back of the couch, causing me to do a complete flip in the air. I must have looked like a circus acrobat. I hit the rug-covered floor flat out without any damage to my body whatsoever. The year before that, I had a motherboard burnout on my desktop. The desktop was top of the line at the time and I decided I was tired of building and fixing computers, so I put the computer into my car, the pre-destroyed car, and went to the computer store. I carried the computer in, and gave it to them to fix. When they called me and said it was repaired, I drove there to pick it up. I don't know what I was thinking, but I walked into the store next store by mistake, and when I realized it, I left, but there were a couple of steps there, and I made a misstep and fell, hitting my head on the pavement. A crowd gathered and many people wanted to help me. When I got up, I was fine, not a mark or pain. That surprised me because it seemed to be a hard blow. The weirdest thing that happened to me was when I was driving on the parkway. It was a beautiful day and as I was driving, something happened to me. I got this irresistible urge to pull over on the side of the road. I know this sounds ridiculous, but the urge to pull over was so strong I had to do it. I sat on the side of the parkway until the urge left me. As I started to drive again, I saw a terrible accident a mile or two up the road and some people looked like they had died. If I hadn't pulled over, that might have been me in that accident. The only way I can explain this is God was watching out for me that day. Another experience I had took place on the expressway. Both cars and trucks were allowed on it. A very large truck was in the right lane. It had an unusual cargo. There were three or four objects which looked like metal igloos. They were chained down to stop them from flying off the truck, which was a flatbed. I was in two lanes to the left. Suddenly a chain must have snapped because one of the igloo-like objects slipped sideways off the truck and slid across all four lanes. I managed to pump the brake just enough. The object slid right past the front of my car. It had missed everyone. This time others got lucky also. Something similar happened to me years before. Where I used to live, there were still cobblestones in the street at the time. I am trying to remember if there were still trolley tracks, I just don't remember. I was driving down the road and was behind two motorcycles. One had the driver with a woman behind him, and the other was in front of that one with only a driver. I was a safe distance behind them, when something happened. The cycle with the man and woman turned over. The wheel must have got caught in a rut, and as this happened the cycle slid right in front of my car. I pumped the brake and managed to get the car to stop before hitting them as they slid across the road. I thought for sure I was going to hit them. Even when I was a young boy, I seemed to be accident prone. In the old days, playgrounds didn't have all those rubber pads under places like the monkey bars. If you fell off, you just hit the cement. When I think about that now, I can't believe how dangerous a fall off the monkey bars might be. Young boys in my day didn't have much sense when it came to things which could injure them. I used to run and jump over the bicycle rack with the bikes all lined up and always made the jump. When I did that, I was about 14 or 15 years old, but when I was a lot younger, I decided it would be a smart thing to climb to the top of the monkey bars and stand on the very top and balance myself. This was not smart. Somehow, not only did I fall, but fell head first through the top to the ground, and only at the last second, as I was falling, I put my arm over my head. That was my first big accident, and I was able to get up and continue playing. I must have been about 8 years old at the time. After all these experiences, I have to believe there are guardian angels and maybe God watching out for me, and it just wasn't my time to get injured or die.